We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, thanks for subscribing to the Mercedes in the Morning podcast. And if you haven't subscribed yet, make sure you do that right now.
We give you exclusive content. You can listen to today's show commercial free. And here's a little trick. If you don't finish listening to the podcast, maybe in your car, and you get your house, you can always ask Alexa to play our podcast.
Yeah, just say, Alexa, play Mercedes in the Morning's podcast. And boom, right in the comfort of your own home.
And now it's the Mercedes in the Morning free show.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to the pre-show. That snuck up on me. I was not expecting that.
Because normally we'll have a song before the pre-show starts, but with the new system, the timing was off. So we just did that last commercial set right into the pre-show open. So,
and I was given that warning that was going to happen. I was just like, I was not aware that was the last commercial. Here I am messing with my shoe this morning because I'm wearing these socks. Like, they're the socks that you don't see. What do they call, like, the invisible socks? So they're kind of like a little slipper.
Are they just like super low, so you can't,
yeah,
they don't pop out the shoe?
I'll show you, because I have
a lot of those things.
See?
Oh yeah, they're very low.
Yeah, so the key is so you don't see them in the shoe. Well, they keep slipping off of my foot. So I was like driving in and I could feel it slipping off my foot, and I'm like, oh gosh, that's annoying. So when I get to the station, I'll fix it. So here I am trying to fix the sock so it stops slipping down the heel of my foot, which is really annoying. But yeah, that's what I'm doing this morning.
Here's usually when that song starts, I'll run to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. The commercials and song will start, and I go, okay, we got a song. I'll run to the restroom, be ready to go. I kept hearing commercials and go, oh, wait, there is no song. So
we've got plenty of time.
The bathroom break needs to happen fast.
Oh, you got to go. Okay, I can make this quick.
No. That's why I'm standing up. When I stand up, there's less pressure on the bladder, so I'm good to go.
Gravity doesn't kick in for you? See, to me, when I have to go, I have to sit down.
Oh, do you?
Because if I'm standing up, I'm like, oh my gosh, you know? Try. And so sitting down to
cross leg.
Cross the legs.
Double cross.
Just to kind of give yourself a second to...
this is better.
I think standing up, you've got gravity to deal with it at that point, and then you're gonna be in a heap of trouble.
There are many times when I'll be driving and have to use the bathroom really, really bad. But what I'll do is I'll lean to my left, so I feel like all of the water and fluid kind of goes to the left of my bladder.
Uh-huh.
And then when I start to feel the urge again, I'll go over and lean on my right, and I kind of feel like... it shifts over, and it buys me a couple minutes so I can find that Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts, or McDonald's before I go running into the restroom.
You're one of those guys, because my husband does the same thing, where he will not wait till he gets to the destination. He will stop and go to the bathroom somewhere. And I'm just like, really? You can't hold it? Now, this is coming from the person who got a kidney infection because she was holding. But I never stop at a random place, go to the bathroom, and then go about my way home.
Oh, I have spots next to my dry cleaner where I go to on a regular basis. There's the Burger King that I go into all the time. Where I get my car washed, there is a Jack in the Box that I go into all the time and run inside, use the restroom. Last night, I'm getting my barbecue chicken wrap cravings, and I'm like, oh, I got to go. My house is literally a mile away, 2 miles away, uh-huh. If that. I use the restroom there. Like, I'll just go and use the restroom here. Take care of business. Enjoy the ride home.
You just gotta, that's good. This is why, have you ever had a kidney infection
no.
in your life? See, look at that. It pays to go. So keep that in mind. All right, let's start the show because I don't want him to hold it anymore.
Thank you.
Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Word Up by Cameo? Mama, come on, baby, tell me what's the word of Word Up. Do you want to hear Man in the Box by Alice in Chains? Or do you want to hear Video Killed the Radio Star by The Buggles? Radio star,
video killed the radio star. Did it?
Did it?
I don't think it did.
What?
video did not kill the radio star.
Oh, I thought you said did it. Like, I peed in my pants. I was like, you did it? Oh, no.
I'm really the song. Did it? Did video kill the radio star?
Oh, okay. No, it did not. Those are your choices. You can tweet us at Mercedes in the AM. Make sure you text us. Our text line is 21732. Vote on Facebook or call us right now, 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Here's what's trending.
VMAs are trending this morning. The MTV Video Music Awards usually has a pretty great lineup of performers, and this year's first round of artists upholds that tradition. This year, we can expect performances from Ariana Grande. She'll perform God is a Woman. Performing In My Blood will be Shawn Mendes. Also announced, performing with One Republic's Ryan Tedder, Logic will perform One Day. Now, we learned at the Daily Dirt earlier this week that Jennifer Lopez, she will be receiving the Michael Jackson Video Vanguard Award. She will also be performing. So there you go. That's just four. That's just the first round of performances. There's going to be more announced. The VMAs are on Monday, August 20th. They'll air at 6 p.m. live from Radio City Music Hall in New York City.
I want some surprises. To me, the VMAs are all about surprises. So let's get, if we have Ariana Grande performing, let's bring out someone. Let's bring out Madonna or Cyndi Lauper or someone. Bring out Beyonce. Some kind of cool, like, duet.
I think it's so funny. You always go for, like, Madonna or something. Like, no one, like, currently relevant. It's like, let's bring out Phyllis Diller.
Yes,
or,
oh my gosh.
Janis Joplin, if she were alive. Let's bring out someone. Like, oh my gosh. Can you pick someone from 2018?
Madonna walks out. Have the crowd be like, get that, what's the, grandma?
Who's that lady?
Get her off the stage.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. Also trending this morning, best partners is trending. A new study says that science fiction and fantasy readers make better romantic partners. Now, I know you're a big reader. What's your genre of choice usually?
I like reading, but like biographies.
Biographies?
Yes.
Okay. Well, maybe go into science fiction and fantasy. They say those who read those genres have a more mature view of relationships. Readers of those genres are also less likely to believe that partners cannot change. They also believe that, they're less likely to believe that the sexes are different. And they're less likely to believe that mind reading is expected in relationships. So it sounds like they're more egalitarian. They feel like, you know, everybody is equal in the relationship and people can change for the better. So if you want examples of like fantasy genre books, Lord of the Rings, A Song of Fire and Ice series, that's the Game of Thrones books.
Harry Potter on there? Because that's your...
Yeah,
deal.
I think that would definitely go in fantasy for sure. And then some science fiction books include 1984, Brave New World, The Martian, things like that. So I have not sat down and read a book in a very long time. I've like read, you know, if I'm tired, sometimes I'll pick up a book I've already read and then kind of read at it. But it's not like it's anything new. I need to get
just find one
back into it.
It's that's what I do. I find myself doing it every night now. I'll read a couple pages. Right now, I'm reading a book. The author's name is C.J. Box, and it's about a game warden in Wyoming. It's kind of murder mystery suspense.
Uh-huh.
And a woman came over from the U.K. to one of these luxury dude ranches, and she didn't return home.
Really?
So the game warden is on the case to find out what happened to her.
I found out that my mother-in-law wrote a book.
Really?
It just came out. It just was published, and it's like available on Amazon, and it's like
a legitimate book.
Like she has a book signing coming up at a bookstore in Pasadena. Like it's crazy.
This is your mother-in-law?
My mother-in-law.
No, what's the book called? what are the characters? This is Molly, she's a journalist in Las Vegas and on the bad side of the law.
It's a mystery. I don't know if it's a murder mystery, but it's a mystery. It's called Cash Under the Stacks.
Okay, welcome everyone to the first ever Mercedes in the Morning Book Club. And we all need to get cash under the stacks?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, not like cash, like C-A-S-H. It's like cash, C-A-C-H-E. Cash.
What's that mean? I'm thinking of cash, like money. Cash under the stacks?
It's a collection of items of the same type stored or hidden in an inaccessible place. Like, you know, where's the cash located? It's hidden. Like,
this is Matt's mom wrote a book.
Yes.
We are all, I'm dead serious. We're all going to get the book and we're all going to read it. And let's say what, September 1st, we'll do a podcast on the book.
Oh my God.
We won't, because for those of you that didn't read it, but let's get it, read it. What if we make her like an Amazon bestseller because of this?
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
We make
a
movie out of it.
He talks to her this week and she's like, all of a sudden, people started buying my book. It's very odd. No, don't do that, because I don't know. I'm not promoting it or anything.
That's definitely not what this is about, but I want to read it. This is a great reference.
That's
awesome.
So funny. I don't have it. I have not purchased it. I literally just found this out like 2 weeks ago. I was like, she wrote a book? Oh, wow. I thought it was like a little pamphlet, like maybe she put together or something, you know, with a thumbtack putting holding. And I saw pictures. I'm like, no, this is an actual book. Oh, wow.
Is there a picture on the back of it?
I don't know. Like you said, like the real estate picture, or like she's pondering life. I'll do some investigating for you. Also trending this morning, Kane is trending. WWE superstar. Oh, maybe he's not a superstar. I don't know.
No, he is.
Kane. He is also known as Glenn Jacobs, and he is going to be the next mayor of Knox County in Tennessee.
Some cane for you.
He defeated Democrat Linda Haney to win the Tennessee County's top political office. Now, while he hasn't officially retired from WWE, he did fully commit to serving Knox County prior to his victory. So, this is a big name. He's going to leave wrestling, but...
He's been around since 92, so yeah.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time! And that's what's trending.
Episode of Mercedes in the Morning, show number
792.
And now, here are your hosts, Mercedes and JC.
Hey, good morning. It is 6 o'clock. It is Friday. You finally made it. We are going to have a busy weekend. I'm looking forward to it tonight. We get to do our chef's table tasting over at Gordon Ramsay Steak with our winners. That's going to be fun. And then tomorrow night, our big teacher appreciation party over at Blue Martini. So, got a lot going on this weekend.
Yeah, racked and stacks. Tomorrow night, that starts at 6 o'clock. Of course, Blue Martini Town Square. Teachers, show up. Bring your Clark County ID. The first 200 teachers will get a $50 Visa gift card. We're giving out $10,000 to teachers tomorrow night. Plus, Jen was going to put together the list. We have some really cool prizes as well.
Uh-huh.
And then we have some of those Amazon Fires, those tablets we're giving
away.
Oh,
nice.
And I heard we have, there's a K-Cup machine in the mix. They had a whole table full of prizes out, so I told Jen to make a list, so we'll tell you what that is later on, but tons of prizes that everyone can win, not just for teachers.
Yeah.
Anyone can sign up to win these prizes.
Everyone can show up. We're going to have some great drink specials and some appetizers, and so we would love to see you hang out tonight. It's from 6 to 8 p.m., Town Square, Blue Martini. Yeah, I can't wait. That's going to be fun.
I was thinking of you yesterday afternoon, kind of, because I got home, and I go upstairs, and there is we've got white carpet in our house. There's like a light blue streak in the carpet. It almost looked like blue, light blue pen. So it's like light blue pen and rubbed it on the carpet. And for the first part of my afternoon, it's a mystery. Like, what is that? And stuck in the carpet. It's stained. And I can't figure out what causes that light blue stain.
Toothpaste.
No, it wasn't, because it wasn't sticky.
Because that same thing's happened to me. I have white carpet too, and whenever I see that, I'm like, oh man, because I walk around when I brush my teeth. And I was like, oops.
Oh, but it wasn't sticky though. I figured toothpaste might be sticky.
Well, when it dries, it's harder.
Oh, because I was thinking we had the cleaners came. I was thinking maybe it was bleach. Would that turn it light blue?
Well, I think with bleach it would turn it white.
Whiter. Oh.
But unless it was like Windex that maybe dripped.
Oh, maybe I'm the culprit, because it's out of my bathroom and I do that. I do the walk-in brush.
I bet it's your toothpaste.
Oh,
do you use a blue toothpaste?
I do.
Mine's blue too.
Crest something or other.
Yeah, same.
Well, so because
I'm sorry, not to interrupt.
No, because now I'm thinking, because I thought it was the cleaners and bleach. for some reason.
No, bleach wouldn't have made it blue. It would have turned it white.
It would have turned it white.
Yeah.
So it's me. Okay, so that was the first part of it. But then I needed the carpets cleaned, so I called Zero Res and go through the whole process.
Yeah,
they're coming
yeah.
out Saturday. And they say to me, well, how did you hear about us?
Oh.
What media? And I said, Mercedes from Mix 94.1.
Oh, why, thank you.
And then did you know this?
I don't get a bonus or anything for that.
But
I genuinely think they're great.
They're amazing. They've been in my house many times before as well. But I didn't know this. He says, well, because of that, we have a complimentary gift for you.
$25 gas card?
Is that what it is? That's what it is. Because he said, you have, and then I stopped and I said, oh. I said, I have to be honest. I work with her, so I don't feel comfortable taking a gift. And he's like, okay. Oh, it was the gas card, was it?
I think so, yeah. Darn it!
Let me call him back.
You turned it down?
I didn't know, because he said, oh, because of that, we have a complimentary gift. And I just felt bad because of our relationship. So I got to tell you, I do work with her. So thank you for the offer of a gift, but I would feel guilty taking it. Because like, okay, we'll see you Saturday. I'm like, awesome, see you Saturday.
Meanwhile, he's filling up his car.
I know.
He's like, yeah, fill her up.
Score.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, they're really nice.
Super
over
nice.
There. Last night, did you watch Big Brother by chance?
They lost me.
They lost you?
Yeah. I tried the first week. I haven't watched it since.
Oh, you really
yeah.
haven't? I thought you were still into it.
No, I know. I was so excited. He got me hooked last season. This season, it got away from me, and I just got too far behind. So
well,
no.
I didn't watch either, if it makes you feel better. But no, I tried to. I was so tired yesterday. I had 4 appointments after work, like back to back to back. So I didn't get home. Well, I got home at 4. Like 3:45, and then I had a 4 o'clock coming to my house.
Oh my gosh!
I was just like, oh. So by the time they left, we made dinner. I did my work. We get upstairs and we're all like, let's watch Big Brother. So we go to watch it, and I was out in 3 minutes. I didn't see any. I woke up to the feeling of people getting out of the bed because the girls were watching with us. And they're like, good night. I'm like, huh? What time is that? It's like, I was so exhausted. But I go to the spoiler website, so I knew what was
gonna
happen before.
Yeah.
But it was very dramatic last night. And maybe we'll talk about it later. But our Las Vegas girl she's seen better days. I'll leave it at that.
Oh.
Yeah. Rough one.
Rachel, right?
Yes, yes. Rough day for
rough
her.
Rough one for the Rachel?
Rough blindside for her.
Oh, a blindside,
oh,
too.
Oh, man.
What a Friday morning show we have for you. Tickets to go see Lionel Richie. We'll do those at 7:40 and 9:40. If you don't have plans tonight, you now do. You're going to go see Train. We have your tickets to go see Train at 8:25. Breakfast with the Backstreet Boys. This is happening Tuesday. You are going to have breakfast with the Backstreet Boys. Talk about an exclusive event. Nick and Howie will be here at the radio station. To win the passes, just be listening for a Backstreet Boys song in the 9 o'clock hour. That's our Friday Rewind. When we play a Backstreet Boys song, be caller 20, and you're going to have bagels with the boys.
Bagels?
Bagels.
We're doing bagels?
Wasn't that the fun name we had earlier in the week?
Oh.
Bagels with the Backstreet Boys?
But I just made that up. Are we really doing bagels?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm just curious.
Yeah, I have no idea. We also have your tickets to go see Leon Bridges. Those tickets are coming up in 15 minutes with the early edition of Heads Up. And then coming up in the dirt, Mercedes, you put something out in the Hollywood universe earlier in the week. And what you put out is now about to happen.
Uh-oh.
Teachers, tomorrow night, it's our Teachers Appreciation Party. Blue Martini starts at 6 o'clock. First 200 teachers, bring your Clark County ID. You're going to get that $50 Visa gift card.
Turn up your radio. Okay. Yeah. This is... It's the Daily Dirt. Mix 94.1.
And we also have your tickets to go see Leon Bridges. Those tickets are coming up here at the end of the dirt when we do our early edition of Heads Up. So Demi Lovato has agreed to go to rehab, and plans have already been made with the treatment facility. TMZ says she's going to be getting out any day now, and she's going to go right from the hospital right to rehab.
Good.
Sounds real good.
That's the next step. That's great.
Some details have been released about what transpired when they found her in the house. Her assistant was the first one to find her, and she immediately thought she was dead, screaming, she's dead, she's dead. She saw her in bed, blood on the pillow. Her bodyguard came in, did a couple things, cleared some air passages that were clogged from her getting sick and everything. And they're saying because of the bodyguard's actions at that moment, he saved her life.
Wow.
Because he cleared her airway. He knew what was going on. He saw the blood and knew that she was possibly choking on. And so he cleared the air passages. And they're saying because of his actions at that moment, he's the one that saved her life.
I always wonder how people are personal assistants for celebrities and bodyguards for celebrities. It seems like you don't have a life. Like, your life is basically dedicated to being there for them at all times. So, you know, she's in bed sleeping, so he just hangs out at her house.
Like, just there getting,
he doesn't have any family members, a girlfriend, like, it's great. I'm sure he's compensated very well for it. It just amazes me. Like, do you ever get a day off? Did she ever say, hey, I don't need you, go home? Because if I'm going to go to sleep, I'm probably going to tell whoever to go home. But I don't know. I just find that fascinating that they were there, you know, just hanging out. Or
yeah, when's he go on, when does he go out to dinner? And when does he go to the gym?
Yeah.
Do they have rotating bodyguards?
Maybe. Maybe that's what it is. You know what? You're probably right.
Same with surgeons. I always think about that. Surgeons, they have their hours, but then they're on call.
Well, they're not always on call.
Oh,
they trade, like, who they're on. They usually have, like, a group of people that they're on call with.
Okay.
And so then, oh, Bob, it's your night.
So I thought about, okay, you're not, you have off tonight, but you're on call, so you have to dinner with your family. You can't have a couple glasses of wine, because what if that pager goes off and you have to go in and do some kind of surgery?
Yeah, like, we went out to dinner with a couple last weekend, and they're both doctors. And that's the first thing I asked him. I'm like, are you on call tonight? And he's like, no, because he can't drink if he's on call. So, but he still didn't drink, which was odd.
Huh. Can you give me some scrubs?
Some scrubs?
Yeah.
You could go to a medical supply store and get yourself some scrubs.
I want a hospital name on them.
They were, my friend who was telling me that they were in the operating room and they were listening to us. And
no.
Yeah, and they listened to us, apparently. Uh-huh. And so they were in the room and they had to perform some something. I don't know what they were doing, but they were performing some sort of thing on someone. And they said that we said something and it made them laugh so hard that they all had to, like, literally stop
get
what they
out.
Were doing.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and I remember exactly what they told me that we were talking about. And so, I mean, I don't know if I want to say it on the air, but, like, I made a joke about your plumbing or something. And I guess they thought it was so funny that they all literally had to stop what they're doing. Like, someone's on the table. And they had to stop because they were laughing. And they're like, okay. And then they started
recompose.
Doing it again.
Okay.
It was really
Let's
funny.
Get back in there. That's great. Well, if you're listening right now while operating...
I don't know if they were operating or if it was like a procedure.
Doing
I don't know
sure.
what it was. They didn't tell me.
We talked about this earlier in the week, how a former cop reportedly rigged McDonald's Monopoly game to win almost every prize for 12 years. When it was all said and done, this guy walked away with about $24 million in cash and prizes. The guy was caught and arrested and everything. But Mercedes, you said, first thing you said, this should be a movie.
Oh, yeah. Just the cop who stole McDonald's.
Yes.
Or something like that.
Well, guess what? It's now going to be a movie.
It is?
Ben Affleck will direct Matt Damon in the movie about the guy who rigged the McDonald's Monopoly game.
Wow. That's interesting. They got moving on that fast. Maybe they listen also.
I was going to say, wonder if they're here in town and Damon's listening, saying, hey, that's a good idea.
I'm going to pitch that today.
Let me call up Ben. I find this to be so cute. Apparently, Seth Rogen and Kanye West live in the same neighborhood. And Seth just told a great story about Kanye. Seth said he was sleeping in after a long night of drinking when his wife woke him up and said, Kanye West is downstairs. He's like, huh? So he goes running downstairs, and Kanye had a basketball under his arm and said, you want to come play?
Oh my gosh, can you play?
And Rogan's like, it was just like a little kid in the neighborhood saying, hey, you want to come play basketball? And he had to say no because he was too hungover to go out and play basketball.
Oh, but that's funny.
There's Kanye West just, hey, you want to play basketball? Oh, I can't, man.
I had one too many.
I had one too many.
Rain check?
Yeah, they're so cute. And the last one here, Fox has a game show coming out called Spin the Wheel. Justin Timberlake is one of the co-creators. And on each episode, contestants will have the chance to win up to $20
million.
$20 million. So the show involves contestants answering pop culture trivia questions and spinning this giant 40-foot wheel. They can add cash to the wheel's wedges by correctly answering trivia questions. So I guess the money builds up and builds up and builds up.
Wow.
The chance to win $20 million.
That I've never heard of a prize that big on a TV show. That's crazy.
It'd be huge. All right, time to win right now. We got your tickets to go see Leon Bridges over at the Pearl at the Palms. If you want these tickets, just be caller 20 right now at 702-364-9400. And if that's you, you get to play Heads Up.
Yeah, we have one category left today since it is Friday. That category is Schoolhouse Rock. Caller 20, you get to play 702-364-9400.
time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. You're caller 20. You get to play Heads Up.
All right, Chris.
We need to.
All right.
But I'm still going to wake up, though.
Okay. No, you'll be fine. We're going to wake you up, all right. Here's your category. It's Schoolhouse Rock. These are all things that are associated with school, okay?
Oh, it's easy.
All right. Now, who do you want to pick for your partner?
Let's go with JC.
All right. You just woke him up.
Yes, right.
Nobody really picks you anymore. It's like, what the heck?
I know. I feel bad. I feel, like, guilty when they don't. I think we should have a new rule where it's like, maybe we have a JC week where all week long, the only person you can pick is JC.
Yeah. Or no matter what, it has to go back and forth.
Yeah, like whoever gets picked in the sixth, the other person does it in the eighth. You're on to something, Chris. Thank you for having this meeting with us.
That's good. You love this. Schoolhouse Rock, that's the category, correct?
Yes.
Okay, let's get our timer ready. All right, 60 seconds on the clock. You get six corrects. You can go see Leon Bridges, and we start now. In the classroom, you sit at this.
Desk.
You read this.
Book.
You use this to measure stuff.
Measuring tape.
You ruler. Ruler's correct. You take you write on
Lunch.
This.
No,
you
paper.
No, for the whole class to see.
It's whiteboard.
Yes, that is correct. This is the class where you go outside and you run around. You
play.
PE is correct, and you put this inside. You store your books in your
locker.
Yeah!
Wow! Yeah. You guys did great. Dang, Chris, you are good. You had a good partner.
It was easy.
Thank you, Chris. I think that was a personal best for me when it comes to timing. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
Great job, you guys.
Tickets to go see Leon Bridges over at the Pearl at the Palms. Congrats.
Thank you.
You're going to have a great time, and we have more chances for you to win with Heads Up. In the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to play for train tickets.
At AT&T, more for your thing, that's our thing.
That kid's out of control.
Calm down there.
That guy is going on at AT&T.
We still have our new system that we're getting used to. I have to say, though, here we are, 6:32, and that was like maybe only the second mistake. At this point, we had a lot of mistakes. So you're really getting the hang of things.
Yeah, I feel much better today using this whole new system. We've been using the other system since 1998. And I was talking to Sean Tempesta about this. A lot of it is just muscle memory.
Yeah.
And the way they have things laid out is a lot different from the old system. It's just getting a couple things dialed in. But, hey, we'll get it all worked out.
Oh, yeah, you know, for sure. Don't worry about that.
Want to tell you, Backstreet Boys, you're going to have breakfast with the Backstreet Boys Tuesday morning here at the radio station. If you want to go to this exclusive event, be listening to the 9 o'clock hour. Make a little mental note. 9 o'clock hour, we play that song from the Backstreet Boys. Be caller 20, and you're going to have breakfast with Howie and Nick Tuesday here at the radio station.
Is there anything that you look back on and you think, man, if I had only invested in that, or, man, I had an opportunity to make millions, and I just kind of, I didn't do anything. Maybe you had a million-dollar idea, and you were too lazy to go forward with it, and someone else was not, and now they're just, like, rolling in money. What was that for you? 702-364-9400. The reason I was thinking about this is I just saw that Apple is now America's first trillion-dollar company. And so if you would have invested, how much would you have if you would have invested years ago? Just so you can kick yourself. Let's say you would have invested $10,000 in Apple years ago. So if you would have invested when the Mac launched back in 1984, $10,000 would now be $3.8 million. If you would have invested when Steve Jobs returned in 1997, you would have $2.5 million. And even if you waited on it to invest until the iPhone came out in 2007, $10,000, you would now have $114,000.
Oh,
does that make you want to, like, kick yourself?
It does.
Not that I had $10,000 at the time to ever do any of those things. I mean, it's certainly not in the 80s or 90s. I definitely didn't, you know, as a kid who has that.
What was it in the 90s for Apple, if you would have?
In 1997.
Oh, gosh.
If you would have invested $10,000.
Stop it right now.
In Apple, you would have $2.5 million.
Oh, my gosh. 1995, I did an internship for Apple when they were here for CES.
Stop it.
Yeah, I found the letter, too. The woman from Apple wrote a letter of recommendation for me. So they did such a great job with my internship when they're here for CES. In 1995, I would have just somehow asked my parents, begged, one of the streets collected money, in 95 and invested in Apple.
Does it?
You know what, though? I would have cashed out in 90. As soon as the stock would have started to go up, I'm cashing out.
You would have?
Yeah, I probably would have in the 90s.
We invest in Apple. We have like a bunch of investments, but I don't know when we started because my husband does all our investments and he works with our investment guy and they talk about things. They text each other all the time. One will read an article about something like this is coming out and then he'll be like, hey, can you buy me X amount of shares of this? Okay. And then he'll see something else is happening. He's like, hey, can you sell those shares for me and buy the money with this? I honestly don't understand one bit of it. But I see the statements that come in and I'm like, oh, wow, you guys did really good this month. And he's like, I know, right? It was this whatever stock. But do you look back and you think about that missed opportunity that you had? And what was it? I look back to when I lived in an apartment here in town, and my balcony faced another balcony. And sometimes when I was out there doing stuff, I would see this girl and we would like, hey, how's it going? Real nice girl. And after a while, she's like, hey, I think I know you. Do I listen to you on the radio? And I was like, yeah, that's me. And so every night we would just kind of like talk to each other when we saw each other out on the balcony. Well, her brother was one of the guys that was starting up Google.
No.
I swear. She's like, yeah, because I asked her, I'm like, do you have family in town? And she's like, no, I don't. I'm by myself. My brother is into tech and he lives in Northern California. Da, da, da. I'm like, oh, what does he do? And she's like, oh, he's works with a company that's starting called Google. And I'm like, what is that all about? And she's explaining. I'm like, oh. And she's like, if you're ever interested, they're looking for investors. So let me know. And I'm like, totally. I had no money to invest. Are you kidding me? And now I think about like, what if
you
would
could have been
done
in
that?
On Google?
I ran into her a couple years ago and you were with me. I think I introduced you to her. And I'm like, This is the girl. This is the Google girl. It's just like, oh man, what if I would have done something?
I remember even in the late 90s, actually early 2000s, a buddy of mine got into real estate and he was selling homes. And that was right before the housing market took
exploded,
off.
Exploded,
like,
yeah.
Exploded, where you could make money. And he said to me, hey, you should buy a townhome. I'm like, dude, same thing. I just started working in radio. I got pennies. Like, he's like, no.
How am I going to pay for that?
He's like, I can get you finance and everything. And then they were, it was, at the time, to me, it was a faraway location. I'm like, I don't want to live out there. He's like, no, you can finance it and you'll rent it out. You won't do anything. You're going to make money off the rent, keep it for a year, and you can sell it and you're going to make a lot of money and we're going to keep doing this. And I'm like, dude, no. And my buddy did that and he did very, very well for himself. But I remember him saying, hey, you can get a loan. And I'm like, how am I going to get a loan? He's like, well, you rent it out and the rent will pay for the mortgage.
It's like, why? Why don't we do these things?
So what are we missing out on now? What's the thing now that we should all get in on? So 10 years from now, we're having this conversation again. We can say, thank you, Mercedes in the Morning, for turning me on to this.
I'll tell you what my friend who's like really big into tech told me a couple of months ago. It's not Bitcoin, but there's a new thing that's like a baby Bitcoin. I forget the name of it. I'll find out. It's like a baby Bitcoin. He's like, oh, yeah, we're already working on it. He has this job where he like works out of a house in town, but it's like $1 million thing it's like a baby Bitcoin. I can't remember the name of it.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, he's like, hey, let us know if you want it. It's going to explode. I'm like, all right.
You have 3 minutes to get us the name, Mercedes.
Oh,
you can't tease us like this. You've heard of Bitcoin. Mercedes has the name of the next Bitcoin that's going to make us all billions of dollars. We gave you that 3 minutes, Mercedes. You teased us. You couldn't think of the company's name.
He didn't text me back.
Are you kidding me?
I asked him. I'm like, what is that name of that thing he told me to invest in? And he has not responded to me. I'm waiting. I'm sorry.
As is everyone.
Wouldn't that be like insider trading too? Couldn't, like, I don't know if that's the best thing I should, you know. Let people make their own decisions. Because also, what if I tell everyone that and then it just
it
dies?
Goes bust, right?
I don't want to be responsible for someone's life savings. No, do your research, people.
Who's that guy? What's his name? Jim Cramer, the big investment guy with the wacky sound effects and everything?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why don't you become like the next Jim Cramer?
Because I don't know. My husband, on the other hand, he's good at that stuff. I always tell him, you should run your own like investment thing, because he just knows what to buy, when to buy it, when to sell it. It's crazy. He's like those guys on the floor of the stock exchange.
Yeah, buy,
like, sell, 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 buy, buy.
I remember with the kind of the crash we had a while back.
Yeah.
I remember the WWE stock was at like $4 a share. And I'm like, I should, but it was pretty low because at its peak it was at like 19. I'm like, that's low. $4 a share. I should buy. Don't. It's at $79 today.
79?
Yeah.
Yeah, my husband sent me some text. I can't even understand it, about stock splitting, Apple split, stock. What? I see, this is what I know about investing. Don't ask me for advice.
Hot 3 is coming up. What do we got?
All right, another store will be disappearing from the malls. We're going to tell you which one that is. Also, watching this makes you hate poor people, allegedly. And speaking of coulda, woulda, shoulda, and investments, what did you have tucked away that was worth a lot of money? Wait until you hear what these brothers in New Jersey found. We're talking now. They're now worth millions. It's all coming up next in the Hot 3.
As we learned in What's Trending, Shawn Mendes will be performing at the MTV Video Music Awards, which take place on August 20th.
It just in.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3. The latest news updates happen now on Mix 94.1.
Brooks Stone will close all of its 101 mall locations in the U.S. as it files for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. Brooks Stone's 35 airport locations and e-commerce sites will continue to operate. However, they will sell the airport locations, which are doing well financially. I've always wondered about that, the Brookstones and the airports. I'm like, really? Who buys this stuff at Brookstone and the airport? But apparently they do very, very well. They've been operating since 1965, and they've long depended on the foot traffic in malls to attract customers. But with traffic sales, with traffic down, sales are down. Mall vacancies are reportedly at a six-year high. Many other small retailers are in bad shape, with companies like The Limited, Wet Seal. They're all filing for bankruptcy protection because online shopping just continues to increase.
The Brookstone at Fashion Show is right outside Macy's Men. And so if you walk outside Macy's Men, you always see people. They have those massage chairs at Brookstone. People are always sitting in there trying them. I'm sure they're not buying them, though. So maybe if they charge people to sit in their massage chairs, they can make some side money.
Put like a little coin-operated thing or a little dollar bill thing. That's a good idea. Also this morning, watching reality TV shows that glamorize high-net-worth individuals and lavish lifestyles make viewers less hospitable towards poor people. New research has found that even 60 seconds of exposure to materialistic media is enough to significantly increase anti-welfare sentiment. They say that humans are inherently materialistic, but also very social and communal. And the way that it's expressed depends on our culture. If there's more emphasis on materialism as a way to be happy, that makes us more inclined to be selfish and antisocial. So that makes us unsympathetic to those people less fortunate. So if you're watching a lot of Real Housewives and you see the way that they live and all this money that they're throwing around, it may make you less sympathetic to people that don't have any money.
Well, what's your current reality show that you're watching?
Big Brother.
Big Brother?
Yeah, and so they don't have money. They just fight a lot.
Well, let's go to the loosely scripted reality show that you're watching.
Well, I watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and I watch some Real Housewives. It just depends. Yeah, I'll watch what's on Bravo, Below Deck, like whatever's
all
on.
All the Andy Cohen creations.
I like all of those shows. What's yours?
Counting Cars. Love that show, Counting Cars. And then also Vegas Cakes.
Vegas Cakes
Freed
is
Bakery.
Great.
Yeah, that's so
a
cool
fun one. Finally, this morning, these brothers in New Jersey had something cool in their baseball card collection. And by cool, I mean not one or two, but five Mickey Mantle 1952 Topps cards in top condition, worth up to $1 million each. Naturally, they're now up for auction, but I guess that they were sitting in a basement for years, and they just decided to go through stuff. They found these, and they realized that they had something in their collection that was worth millions. Do you have anything gathering dust in your parents' home, maybe in your own home, that you think could be worth something? Or maybe you did have something that would have been worth a lot of money and you accidentally threw it away.
You got rid of it.
So
oh.
Now you're just like, oh.
I think my baseball cards and football cards, I believe they're still in my parents' basement. Whether they're worth any money, I don't know. But I think, and at this point, basements back east, they're very humid and stuff. So I'm sure the cards are all wilted and destroyed and probably stuck together too.
But if they're like in
the sheath covering thing?
Yeah, maybe they'd be okay.
Well, Matt's a collector. What's the one item that you know when it comes time to pay for Brooklyn's college, he's going to take that, put it on eBay, and be done with everything and make the tuition money in one swoop?
I don't know. I'm calling him right now because I don't...
There's that one item. That's why he's buying these things. He's going to pay for college.
Let's find out.
I've got a pair of the Ultimate Warriors ring... Ring used knee pads.
Do you think that's going to pay for someone's college?
No, but it can buy us some coffee at Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay. Hi. Hold on. I'm going to put you on the air. Hold on 1 second. Okay. There he is. Ask him.
Good morning, Matt.
What's going on?
We were talking about valuable items, collectible items. I was asking Mercedes, what's the one item that you are going to sell when it comes time to put Brooklyn through college?
Why Brooklyn? We've got one ahead of that even.
What was it?
He goes, why Brooklyn? We have one ahead of that.
No, we're not worried about Sophie. She'll
get a scholarship.
I want to talk about Brooklyn because it gives you time for your investments to the value to increase.
Yes.
So what's the one item?
Yeah, if we're going to go with the maturity wise thing and wait for it a little bit longer, I'd have to say the team signed World Series jersey, the number 2 of 50.
Yes. So when the Yankees won the World Series,
mm-hmm.
I, as a gift, got him a team signed. Everyone on the team signed this jersey, and there was only 50 of them made. The mayor got number one. I got number two.
Look at you guys. College, here we come.
Yeah. Not that anything would ever go awry with you and I. We are meant to be together, my love, but that thing's coming with me if anything ever goes awry. Hello?
Yeah, Louis Vuitton.
Oh, yeah, he'll take all my purses.
Oh, no.
That's fine.
Eye for an eye on
that's
that one.
I love you. Bye.
Or if you get, you know, Matt is an angel, but let's say Matt cheats on you and you want revenge, would you, like, burn that?
No, no way. I would just take it and hide it. I'd buy a storage locker for it and hide it so he can find it. No way would I ever destroy that thing.
Here's a way to start your weekend with $1,000, an extra $1,000 in your pocket. When you get that $1,000, you can invest in that company Mercedes was talking about but doesn't know the name of last hour. 720 will give you this hour's winning keyword, which could get you some money. 720 on that.
Okay, I'm really upset for our Las Vegas Aces. This is unbelievable. So I follow Asia Wilson on Twitter. And Asia Wilson is just the superstar rookie on the Las Vegas Aces. She's amazing. She's been on our show. We got her a year's supply of burritos from Chipotle.
She loved us. That was great.
Yeah,
she's such a doll.
She's awesome. So last night I saw she tweeted that they had been at the airport for 6 hours. Flight canceled. This flying commercial is something else. And then she gives us a sad face.
Stranded here in Las Vegas?
In Las Vegas. They were at the airport at 11 a.m. yesterday. Okay,
they're going to Washington to play the Mystics,
right? I believe.
So
then she tweets, then you want us to land at 1 p.m and play at 7 p.m That's not healthy. And so then she's retweeting some of the other players. Kayla McBride, she writes, player health is the most important thing. Our schedule is already so compact this year. Now you want us to travel all night with a stop and compete? And so Asia tweets again, this is a hotmess.com.org.net and .edu.
Okay, .edu, an educational hot mess.
She's like, we have been here at the airport since 11 a.m. So I just looked just to see, oh man, did they finally make it? It's a picture of them sleeping in an airport. 11 hours to tip off, 2.5 hours till flight departs Dallas for D.C. So they had to go to Dallas to make a... This is the only way they could get there. And then they're supposed to play tonight. Like, what is going on? Why... Is there a rule that they can't get a private plane? Or because if this were a men's professional team, don't
Golden
they fly?
Golden Knights would not be stranded.
They would not be on a commercial flight. Mm-hmm. Is it just because it's WNBA and they don't get that? This is kind of ridiculous, don't you think?
I'm looking to see if we got her number somewhere. Cause we should call her
and see if she's
Asia.
All right. Yeah.
See if there's a Chipotle at the airport that might help her out. But no, why are they stuck in an airport? That doesn't make any sense. Why are they stuck? Do the Aces not have the funding to fly them private? Do all WNBA teams, do they fly commercial airlines, or do some of the teams fly private and other ones don't? I don't know the travel arrangement for the team.
I don't know either, but I think it goes back to, you know, NBA versus WNBA. And why is it that we don't really put as much support and emphasis behind women's sports? I know I've seen a lot of debate on this, and this is not like turning into a finger pointing thing at all, because I love the NBA and I think that those guys work super hard, but it's kind of a bummer when you see these women who are also working super hard. And I'm not saying that they should get the paychecks that they get. If it's all about the audience that comes in, and if more people are paying to go to the NBA games, then I totally get it. It's supply and demand, but they certainly don't get the perks that the NBA players get. And that's a little concerning. It's sad that these girls are going to have to play tonight and they're sleeping in an airport right now.
Well, weren't we talking to someone with PR when they first got the team? We were talking about wanting to do a lot of stuff with some of the players over the summer. We had some ideas and stuff. And they're like, that's great, but we need to actually check with scheduling, because it's a little bit different when it comes to the WNBA, where some of these ladies, A, they're playing in different leagues right up to the start of the season because they want to make money. They're not getting the NBA salary. They're not getting the NHL salary. So some of them also have other jobs too.
Yeah, they do.
So it's you know, say, okay, if you have 5 days off next week between games, we have so-and-so come down. Like, well, she's got her other gig, so she can't, because they're working multiple jobs. It's not like the WNBA players are not making what NBA players are making.
And again, I understand that people are paying a lot of money to see these NBA players. And maybe not, they don't have the audience yet, but I just feel like if you are going to, you know, MGM has the money, I know, to invest in these ladies. But from what I understand, that one team cannot have an unfair advantage over another team. So I don't think it's a case of the MGM not wanting to get them a private jet or not. I think it's that if they get one, then you have to make sure all the WNBA
teams. Then the Washington Mystics now, and
yeah,
they've got to come up with
so
a jet.
So I'm
and
not putting any of the blame here on MGM on that. I just, it's really concerning that these girls are being put in this position where they're exhausted. I mean, look, watch this video. I'm going to retweet this video. It is awful that they're in an airport in Dallas right now, sleeping on the chairs.
But then again, we've all been in that spot where we've been stuck in a layover, and it's not fun.
Yeah, but we don't have to go play a pro basketball game that night.
Well, maybe you get stuck and you got a big meeting that afternoon.
This is true.
You know, we all have big events, too. We've been stuck in the airport.
I just get the feeling that this happens more often
than we're not hearing about it.
Yeah, and I just... You know, I feel for them, and I hope that they get there, and I hope maybe we can do something so that this doesn't happen as often. You know, we gotta...
Let's find out we know exactly where they are. Maybe we can buy them some coffee or something, just something, you know, a nice gesture. Hey, you're
That's
waiting.
That's a very nice gesture.
Here's something from us.
But I'm sure they'd rather just get to their destination. I don't know. Here's some coffee. They're trying to stay away. Your heart is in the right place. I totally get you.
But what about this,
I'm
though?
I'm frustrated for them right now. I really am.
The great news, though, next year, the 2019 WNBA All-Star Game will be here in Las Vegas, Mandalay Bay Event Center. So that's exciting news.
Yeah, so they don't have to travel, thank goodness. They'll be here. Our girls will at least be here.
Coming up next, we got some dirt. Ariana Grande has a new career path. We have a chance for you to win $1,000. It's Mix 94.1's 12K payday, and that is coming up in 4 minutes.
Turn up your radio. Okay. Yeah. This is... It's Daily Dirt, Mix 94.1.
Ariana Grande is trying to become a stand-up comic of her own and has hired her fiancé, Pete Davidson, to help. Sources say that between songs, Ariana loves talking with her audience, and now she's been trying to make them laugh with kind of like a stand-up routine. And apparently, Pete Davidson has given her, he's writing some jokes for her to use during her act.
Oh, really? Like what?
Like, where did the music teacher leave her keys?
On the piano.
What up, mom?
Wow, that's not very good.
Again, watch it tomorrow night. Ariana, Pete Davidson, they will get married tomorrow.
What will you do on Monday morning if they don't?
No one will remember this, will you?
Yes, we will.
But what if they do?
You wear a bride...
A bra and panties?
A bridal dress, a wedding gown, and you have to go marry... We'll have a ceremony with you marrying that tree out there in the
back. In honor of Pete Davidson and Ariana Grande not getting married, I will marry that tree outside?
Yeah.
All right.
We'll have a ceremony. Get you a wedding
Let's
dress and all that.
Give me a minister and everything.
All right. If they do not get married, if they do, you're good.
Oh, that's all. if this fast engagement turns into a marriage, I'm fine. If not, I'm going to marry a tree on Monday morning.
Exactly.
Fox, they have all the... We talked about last hour.
Instead of saying I do, you say I would. All right. Sorry. Go ahead.
Listen to this new reality show that Fox has coming out called The Masked Singer. It's hosted by Nick Cannon and will feature a cast of celebrities who sing in disguise. They're going to wear elaborate costumes, including full face masks. Then the show's panelists, Ken Jeong, Jenny McCarthy, Nicole Scherzinger, and Robin Thicke, where's he been, will try to figure out who they are.
Okay.
So they're not saying who the celebrities are, but they're saying that all together, you take all these celebrities and combine them, their accolades include 65 Grammy nominations. Oh, no Grammy wins, though? Oh,
it's just not... Because the Grammy winners don't have time for that. But the Grammy nominees, maybe.
There's 60 Grammy nominations, 16 multi-platinum albums, 16 Emmy nominations. No, again, no winners.
That's all right. It's all good.
4 Super Bowl titles. We got some athletes in there. And 4 stars in the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Oh, okay. So it's you don't necessarily have to be a singer. You're just a celebrity who's going to sing.
Singing in costume. Gotcha. And they can try to figure out who it is.
Okay.
I don't know. I want to try something here with this. So as we near the end of the 14th season of The Bachelorette, there's a website called ForTheWin.com, and they took a look at some of the best quotes from the show.
Okay.
So I want you to read a quote, and I'll read a quote.
All right.
These are from guys... On The Bachelorette, these are some of the best quotes.
So I just say this quote?
Yeah, read that first one.
Okay. Kissing Becca is like flying to the moon on the wing of a Pegasus while dancing with unicorns on a pot of gold. That was Lincoln.
That's pretty deep.
Mm-hmm.
Meeting Becca for the first time was probably the hardest thing I ever had to do in my life. That was Nick, who apparently has had a very easy life.
That's the hardest thing you've ever had to do? Like, you never did any manual labor that was
Come
harder
on,
than
Nick.
That?
Come on, buddy.
Okay, this is from Jordan. And Jordan says, I can speak. I can walk. I'm fit. I really wish I knew what she didn't like about me.
Okay.
Wow. Oh, you can speak. I love you.
You can walk.
I'd love you even more.
And you're in shape. All right, last one here.
Okay.
Becca looks amazing, but she smells good. She's got a good smell about her. I don't know. It's weird to say, but she smells good.
Oh, speaking of smelling good, guess what I did?
What'd you do? Brooklyn?
No. I bought one of Kim Kardashian's emoji perfumes.
Oh, Kimoji, how is it? Ones.
I haven't gotten it yet. I ordered the peach one. I get it today. I'm super excited.
We're hearing great things about them.
I'll bring it in on Monday.
Wear it tonight to our chef's tasting dinner at Gordon Ramsay.
If I get it in time,
okay.
I'll wear it.
If not, wear it to the teacher's party tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, Blue Martini. Don't forget, first 200 teachers, bring your ID, Clark County ID, you get that $200 Visa gift card.
And the first 200 teachers, you can also smell me.
You can smell me. Hey, I'm going to go through these real fast, but the Hot 100, the charts,
yeah,
they debuted in 1958. And Billboard is celebrating the chart's 60th birthday They have a list of the top 100 hot songs. This is all based on charts.
Okay.
So I'm just going to fly through the top five, but these are the... Charts don't lie. According to charts, these are the top five songs of all time. At number five, it's Leanne Rimes. How do I live
without you? She may be one of the celebrities in the costume singing her song. How do I breathe
without you? Number four is Bruno Mars.
You gotta give credit to Mark Ronson. This is technically his song.
That's true. That's a good point. Yeah, sorry, Mark Ronson. Number three, Billboard's greatest songs of all time, according to charts. This one.
Could that someone be Mac the Knife?
Oh, wow.
Bobby Darin from 1959.
Down by the river, don't you know?
Okay.
Well, kids getting crazy in the 50s. The number two song of all time. Santana featuring Rob Thomas. Right, are you ready for the number one?
Number one. What is number one?
The number one song is...
Come on, baby. Let's do
the oh, wow. They went way back for this one, huh?
Chubby Checker, according to the charts.
Okay.
Chubby Checker, 1960, is the number one song of all time. And go
like this. Wasn't there like a...
You know,
a remake of this?
Was there?
In the 90s? Was it a group called the Fat Boys that did like some sort of like take on it?
Chubby Checker and the Fat.
Come on, everybody. Yes. Come on. I'm trying to remember.
Find it. Look it up. Oh, it's all coming back. And then, you know, Chubby Checker and the Fat Boys.
Is that what they said that?
Yeah, it was Chubby Checker and the Fat. Oh, no. What was that?
The group. What? Fat Boys.
And then as soon as we do that, we have your chance to win some money here with our 12K payday coming up here in a second.
Okay, let's see if I can...
But we can wait on that one to find this song about Chubby Checker and the Fat Boys.
Let's see.
Oh, yeah, right here.
No, this is when they collaborated with the Beach Boys.
Oh.
Here's the Fat Boys. Could they not have gone with PHAT boys instead of just Fat Boys?
It's straight up FAT Fat Boys.
I know. Whatever you want,
whatever you need, whatever you do. Here's what we got for you, 740, your tickets to go see Lionel Richie. We had the chance to sit down with him one on one, and that's a nice, nice, sweet man.
He is very nice, very genuine, and what a show. I mean, seriously, the show's called All the Hits, right?
Yeah, so yeah, exactly. He has all the hits. He plays them at Zappos Theater. Final dates, August and October, but you're going to go see Lionel Richie. Your ticket's at 740.
I can't believe the lengths some people will go through to impress someone. Have you ever told a lie, or did someone ever tell you a lie, or make up a story, or fake something just to impress you? There's a man who impersonated an army general just to impress a woman. He even piloted a helicopter to impress her, and he just got a 6-month sentence in federal prison. He faced a maximum sentence of 3 years. He got off with six. He got a $250,000 fine. Because he told people, he took a helicopter to see this woman. Then he wore a battle dress uniform, and then he identified himself as an army lieutenant general, all to impress a woman. And I get it that sometimes we'll tell white lies to make us look a little better to people that we, you know, want to be interested in us, but that's, wow, that's crazy.
That is very extreme, and especially impersonating military, the general, that's just, you can't do that.
What's the biggest lie, or what did he do or she do or say or fake in order to impress you? 702-364-9400. Maybe you did it and you look back on it and you regret it a little bit. You can also text us at 21732. Did you do something?
I remember once I somehow ended up in a gentleman's cabaret.
Somehow, someway, go figure.
And
what I love is that no matter what I ask you, you've done it. You always have a story. Like, it could be the most random thing. You're like, back when I was, you literally have done every single thing. It's amazing to me. Because sometimes I'm like, I've never done that. I can't say that I have, but you have always done it.
Well, here's my thinking when I somehow ended up in this gentleman's cabaret. It was a wonderful woman. Let's call her Ginger. She tells me her name is Ginger. What are the odds that her name is actually Ginger?
Probably not.
Okay, or strawberry, or you know, whatever the name was. And she smelled like strawberry shortcake too. I'll never forget that. But she asked me what I did instead of just saying. And this is when I was in D.C., but I was visiting Las Vegas. Instead of just saying I do a radio thing in Washington D.C., I told her that I was a producer on American Idol. This is when American Idol was on fire. It was the hottest show ever.
Okay.
She goes, "Oh my gosh, what's Simon Cowell like?" I'm like, "Oh. What you see is what you get."
Like, you're so nerdy.
Told her all these things.
What you see is what you get.
I don't know why I'm telling. I told her I was a producer on them. And the thing is, though, I remember getting back to D.C. and for some reason we called because I got her phone number too.
Wow! Did you call her?
Called her on the air, and she thought I was still She bought it hook, line, and sinker. I was a producer for American Idol. Stupid. Why would I? Why say that? Like, why make that up?
Because it makes you more interesting. And then she thinks that there might be a chance that maybe you could introduce her to the right people.
So she's going to pay extra attention to me when I'm in the club.
People do that all the time. Did you ever find out, like, after dating someone for a long period of time that they weren't who they said they were? And, like, let's say she would have bought that and you guys ended up dating. She's like, "I don't want to do this anymore. You're who I'm supposed to be with." And she just, you know, it became a relationship. At what point would you have told her, "I lied. I actually am not a producer for American Idol"?
I would have sent my application into American Idol. No, I would, because, you know, I remember I got her phone numbers. Obviously, I was looking to hang out at another a point in time. So at some point, I would have had to come clean. I would not have let things progress. I would not have carried on.
You wanted to be a one and done with her. I need your number so I can get, so we can meet.
You're
somewhere.
Hanging out tonight with a producer of American Idol, and this producer... I did something
similar but not similar. I think mine was way worse. I don't know if I've told you this one before, but like, I faked being a totally different person to this guy I had a crush on because I was too shy to speak. And essentially, I invented the catfish method.
Okay.
Because what happened was there was this guy at school that I loved, and my friend Karen was friends with him. His name was Keith. So Karen kind of became friends with Keith because she was a little cooler than I was, but she was still my friend. So she's like, one night I spent the night at her house. She's like, "Let's call Keith." And I'm like, no, I'm too embarrassed. She's like, "We'll say you're my cousin. We'll just say you're my cousin, Megan." Oh, okay. So she's like, "Hey, you want to talk to my cousin, Megan?" So he's like, "Sure." So I talked to him and he really liked me. We got along. Then he's like, "Can I get your number?" Well, he can't call my house asking for Megan. I'm like, "Let me get your number." So I would call him and we talk for hours.
Thinking, like, you're Megan, the cousin of Karen.
Yes. And so then he wanted to meet and I just had to disappear because there was nothing I could do. But like, I would see him at school and be like, "I know you. I know what you're like. I know your personality. We talked on the phone for 2 hours last night." But I literally would walk right past him and he had no idea that I was a girl talking to him.
That's a movie, or at least a music video.
But guess what? When she and I got into a fight, she told him the truth.
Oh, and she said, "You know my cousin Megan? It's Mercedes." And he didn't go, "Oh, wow. Awesome." And then he realizes that he loves you.
No.
He got angry?
He got angry and wouldn't even... He still didn't know who I was. Like, that's how much of a nobody I was. But to this day, I think about that and I'm like, I would love to apologize to him because I think I really hurt him by doing that. But
what's his name?
I'm not going to tell you his last name.
What's his first name, though?
Keith.
Get Keith and Ginger in the same place at the same time. We can apologize together.
I don't know. I know he lives in Georgia.
Oh, Jen's already working on it.
Sugar, 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 s
getting some funny responses on things that you did or lied about to impress other people. I pretended I was a foreign exchange student from Australia to meet guys. They went crazy for my fake accent. LOL, we're talking about that guy who lied and said he was a three-star general and flew his own helicopter. Said, first of all, a three-star general would never fly his own helicopter. When I was younger and early in my military career, I told people my job was classified and couldn't tell them anything about my work, which is far from the truth. That's from Chris. And this one's the best. My girlfriend lied to me about baking a pie when we first met. Like 2 years later, I found out she bought it from Sprouts.
Oh, awesome.
That's so awesome.
Lionel Richie tickets in 5 minutes. And Hot 3's up next. What do you got?
All right. What is the most dog-friendly city in the country? And where do we as a city fall on that list? Also, what is driving teens to plastic surgery? This one thing that is really getting kids to want to have work done. And a family's pet pig stops a burglary. We'll tell you how coming up next in the Hot 3.
It's just in.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3. The latest news updates happen now on Mix 94.1.
Do you love your dog enough to move to a different city if they'd be happier there? Maybe even a different state? Well, an annual study ranks the most dog-friendly cities based on everything from weather and cost of living to how many dog parks and dog-friendly businesses there are. And San Francisco has been number one for the last 2 years, but they just dropped to fourth place this time. Here is who beat them. Number one, and please explain this one to me. The number one most dog-friendly city is Tucson, Arizona. Yes, we have similar climates. The inside of the average parked car is about 800 degrees, but I guess there are a lot of dog-friendly businesses, so you can pretty much take your dog everywhere in Tucson. Number two is Albuquerque, New Mexico. And number three is Las Vegas. We are the third most dog-friendly city in the country. Do you, as someone that has two dogs, do you feel like it's pretty dog-friendly around here?
I do. There's lots of dog trainers here in town, lots of trails and parks to walk through. If you're into hiking, you have Red Rock and Mount Charleston. Yeah, this time of year when it's 115, don't be outside with your dog in the day. But there are many options. I would agree with that. Yes.
Do you put shoes on your dog when you go for walks on the hot pavement?
I do the pavement test.
Oh.
Hand down, feet down. Yeah, if it hurts, if you can't keep it down for 5 seconds, don't do it.
Yeah, then you got to bring them in.
Yep.
I see these little doggy socks that are super cute. I just got a text here from someone. I'm from Tucson. It's a very artsy city. Lots of places allow dogs. It's great. I like that. I don't like when there's dogs at the grocery store. I don't know why that bothers me so much.
Like in carts or walking around?
Both. I mean, part of me thinks that's super cute because I love dogs. But then I'm like, oh, there's dogs at a grocery store. If it's like a PetSmart, I totally get it. But in the grocery store, I remember I was looking at produce and the lady's holding her dog and she's picking up like oranges and apples and holding her dog with the other hand and like petting it and then picking it up. And I'm like, I'll pass on the apples. But then again, it's like, you wash them. I get that.
And how many other hands are touching those apples?
I know.
This is a good apple. No, put it down. Pick it up. Put it down.
The people who steal and eat like grapes and stuff right off of the stem in the grocery store, I always think, I don't care that you're stealing a grape or two. I'm just like, you're not even washing that. Ooh.
Yeah, ooh. How many other people touch those grapes? You know what's got me thinking now, too?
What?
So when I come here in the morning, I disinfect the studio, wipe it down. With our new system, it's all touchscreen. And everyone touches. And I can't, there's no point that I can wipe down the touchscreen because it'll trigger stuff.
Right.
And I've seen people, the finger lickers before they touch stuff, like they might lick their fingers before they turn a page. So I saw someone
eating Cheetos.
I saw someone lick their fingers and touch the screen. I'm like, ah.
You can lock the screen and touch it.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, that's what Jen just said.
When I start doing that, lock and wipe, lock and clean.
And if you look from the side, you can see all the fingerprints on it. Like, I'm just looking at the side.
Oh!
Yeah, isn't that gross?
Oh!
I'm looking at the side panel where you turn things on and off, and there's fingerprints all over it.
Oh, look at that greasy. That's a Heather Collins imprint right there.
All right. Also this morning, a new report out says that selfies and apps with filters are creating false senses of reality and could be affecting teen girls' body images. Apps like Snapchat, Facetune, They can all remove blemishes, whiten teeth, but researchers say that they are creating false senses of reality, and that need to appear seemingly flawless is hurting people's self-esteem and creating psychological conditions like body dysmorphia. Some cosmetic dermatologists say that people will actually come in and show filtered photos of themselves saying, this is what I want to look like. Today's patients want to be basically filtered versions of themselves.
I'm not big into the overly filtering, and we know some people that just literally wipes out every single blemish on your face. It was the Perfect 365 app or something like that it's called. The only problem is it identifies every single face in the picture and does it as well. So you could be posing with this person and they put the filter on, and next thing you know, you got that filter on. Or if they're holding an animal or something, if it takes out the wrinkles out of your dog's face, it does everything.
That exact thing happened to me. Someone a couple weeks ago, I took a picture with them, mm-hmm. and she filtered her face. And in the process, mine got super filtered. And it's like, it looks like I'm in a dream or something. Look at how like cloudy it looks over yes. my face. I'm like, oh man, could you not have filtered me like that? It just does not look realistic.
They have to ask.
Oh,
do you mind if I want to filter? Do you mind? I'm like, yes. I don't want to be filtered.
Who's going to ask that?
We need to start asking that.
I was fine with the picture.
Picture's beautiful. Picture, yeah.
But I don't want people to think that I'm like
that
trying to filter
it, yeah.
myself.
Uh-huh.
All right. Finally, this morning, this is about as unlikely of a hero you're going to find. Some burglars broke into a family's house in Indianapolis earlier this week, but they ran away empty-handed when they found themselves face to face with the family's pet pig. And we're not talking about a miniature pig or a guinea pig. This family had a full-grown pig that they got as a pet earlier this year, and his name is Dumplin. That's so cute. So how did Dumplin stop the burglary? Well, his owner says that the officers were guessing when the person broke in, they were probably surprised that they had this big, giant pig, and they looked at it and were like, yeah, we don't want to deal with this. So the cops are still trying to track down the thieves. As for Dumplin, I think he's being hailed a hero. I'm sure he got some extra scraps in his nightly meal. Hopefully he stays a pet and they don't use him for any future purposes or anything like that. You can't do that to Dumplin. He just
saved
your house.
Yeah, exactly.
So there you go.
As the song is ending, I don't remember that, but go for it.
I don't know what you're talking about. Like, we usually have a meeting before the show starts about things we're going to talk about. And we were just kind of talking about some of those things here. And JC's like, oh, I want to bring up this. And I'm like, I don't remember talking about that, but go for it.
And the reason we're distracted, too, because we're still following the storyline of the Las Vegas Aces. If you guys missed this last hour, the team is stranded. And they've been stranded for how long now?
Since yesterday morning at 11 a.m., they're now stranded in Dallas. They're supposed to play the Washington Mystics tonight. So their flight was just delayed again.
Come on now.
And how are they supposed to play tonight at 7 p.m. there? 4 p.m. Pacific. Let's not forget. They're probably on Pacific time, but 7 p.m. tonight there. And they keep getting delayed. And I just don't understand. This is a professional women's basketball team. Why are they like getting delayed? Why are we not just like, I know I'm not putting blame on, you know, on owners or anything, but I just, they feel like this should be a WNBA thing where we should just make sure they have chartered flights that get them to where they need to go. In the NBA, we don't have this problem. Why is this an issue in the WNBA? And so I'm following Caleb McBride and Asia Wilson, and they're just like, they're so upset right now, and I feel for them, and I'm trying to get them to call in and talk about this. It's just, it's crazy.
They just have to cancel that game, because if the game is, it's 4 o'clock tip-off time, our time, let's say. It's 8 o'clock right now. They've got a 3-hour flight in front of them. They're not even on the plane, so they got to fly to D.C. or probably BWI if they're Southwest, and then drive to D.C. That would be, if they got on the plane now, they would literally get off the plane, go right to
the arena.
Walk in there, put on their clothes, and play a basketball game.
Yeah, and we have had a lot of people comment, and someone mentioned to us, which we had also said, that charter flights are banned in the WNBA because not every team can afford it. And they all have to be on a level playing field, which I get. But why not, as a league, WNBA, if you're, when you're scheduling these games, maybe you schedule so you can have a certain number of chartered flights that can take these women so they don't have to sleep in an airport for 24 hours just to get to their game.
Yes.
It's just, it's so frustrating. I feel for them. So yeah, we're still trying to work on talking to them just to make sure they're okay. JC wants to send them some coffee.
I do. They're at the, and I don't mean it. In the, I mean it like they're stuck and they're probably hungry. And I know they got money to buy food and everything. But how nice would it be if someone walks over saying, Asia, and get, you know, Mercedes in the morning has some coffee for you.
She'd probably be like, get out of here. Give me a plane.
Get me a plane. Now we're going to be wide awake. We want to take a nap on this flight. Jocelyn, come in the studio, please.
Uh-oh.
Because what I was talking to you about was there are certain things, everyday things, think about this, that you do, but they instantly get weird when you do them slowly.
I don't know what he wants to do, for the record. She's looking
mic,
at me.
Talking to that mic. Is that mic work there?
Hello.
Okay, so we have new mics in the studio. So, for example, I want shake hands. Just shake hands. Nice to meet you.
Nice firm handshake.
Yeah, right? It's very beautiful. Now, do that slowly. Is that instantly weird?
Yeah, it's weird.
What other things?
She has cute little dainty hands. They remind me of my sister's hands.
Okay, I want you to, it sound creepy, hug each other.
Oh, is this for your personal enjoyment?
Weirdo.
And take off your shirts while you do it.
No.
You weirdo.
Spin around.
Jump up and down. JC is some perv in here making us do these things for his personal enjoyment.
I didn't mean to do that.
Now take your leg and put it over your head.
That's not what I meant.
Death squat.
That's not what I meant when you do it. When you hug someone, it's normal. But when you hug them slowly, it's...
Why don't you hug her?
No, that, because that'd be even weirder. I can't do that.
We're not here for your little personal games. Now kiss each other gently.
That came across so weird.
Now hug each other. That's so, you're crazy.
Well, the other one was frisking someone. You pass someone down.
Oh, that's even better.
Jocelyn, let me frisk you.
Do it slowly though.
Whoa.
Oh my gosh.
That came across the wrong way.
Oh.
My stomach hurts.
The text. JC, no wonder you injured yourself last weekend. Some NBA texts. Why can't the NBA help out their fellow players in the WNBA? This is so messed up. Our poor girls. JC, why don't you do these things on yourself? Here comes HR. Ha, 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 ha.
I didn't think it came across like such a pervert. Now,
you're so creepy.
Hug each other slowly. Hey, Jocelyn, come in this. Oh, my gosh. Let's focus here, okay?
We love you.
I love you guys, too. My stomach hurts from laughing so hard.
It's Mercedes in the morning.
Wow!
And now, the Oh Wow Wheel. Mix 94.1.
All right, it is time to spin the Oh Wow Wheel. One of us is going to play a song that makes you say, oh, wow. And today... Look at that, JC. It landed on you.
Oh, really? Oh, man. Oh, man.
Oh, how exciting. Here's the thing. That means there's two vetoes in play. And those vetoes will be Jen's and Jocelyn's because I am to the left. If you get vetoed, my song will play. This is the second week in a row that we've been in the same predicament.
Where I was up and then veto goes to you?
Yeah, but you didn't get vetoed.
That's right.
Last weekend or last week. So what do you have for us today? It's a free for all.
Anything goes. I had a song in mind last night that I was really excited to do, but we didn't have the song. So it kind of made a last minute substitution.
Okay.
And for my last minute substitution, I went with this classic.
I hear laughter. Uh-oh. Who's laughing?
Someone's laughing.
I like Jack and Diane. I'm not going to veto this.
Okay. Oh. No from Jocelyn. Jen, how about you?
That's a veto.
That's a veto.
Stop the song.
A hard veto. Why did you veto that song?
Because I personally don't like it. I mean, that's a good enough reason, right?
Absolutely.
You can use a veto for every reason you want. What if you don't like my song, though, because there's no choice?
Well, yeah, you caught me on that before because I vetoed JC's song and then you put on something way worse and it bit me.
That's the risk you run
exactly.
when you take. So here's my song. My pain
with his That's a good one.
Some Fugees, some Killing Me Softly. I was going to ask, we good? But of course we're good because it plays
it's
the
veto-less.
Friday morning rewind or the Friday Oh Wow Wheel. Killing Me Softly.
It's a good one, Mercedes.
Thank you. I love the Fugees. We got some feedback. How could you actually veto John Mellencamp? And then also, this song does not make me say, oh, wow. It makes me say, oh, God, bad choice.
On mine or yours?
No, mine.
Oh, man.
So, you know, you can't please everyone, but that was my selection.
Let's go to you, Jennifer. We would have landed on you. What song would you have picked?
Well, I, too, couldn't find my song in the system, so I brought in my CD case. But last minute, I went with some Radiohead, Karma Police. Karma Police,
arrest this girl. Is it going?
I don't like this song.
I was choked
but
on
I like you.
It was a backup. I was looking for a different Radiohead song, but we didn't have it.
And then Jocelyn, let's go to you. And what song would you have picked?
I would have went with The Go-Go's,
Where
Our Lips Are Sealed.
Jocelyn's hook right here.
Saw it in our system yesterday, and I got really excited.
Doesn't it sound like they're saying Arliss the Seal?
Yes, that's what they are saying about Arliss the Seal from the 80s. Get his own cartoon on Saturday mornings.
Arliss the Seal. I thought that for the longest time. Like a whole song dedicated to a seal. How nice.
Yeah, Arliss. What a lucky seal. Train, tonight, you're going to go see Train. We have your tickets. Caller 20 at 702. 364-9400. If that's you, you get to play Heads Up.
We have one category since today is Friday, and that category is Born Day. So if you want to play, be caller 20 right now, 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Shannon.
Yes.
Good morning. You're caller 20. You get to play Heads Up.
All right, Shannon.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Let's make you a winner. We have your category. It's Born Day. So these are things that are associated with birthday parties, okay?
Birthday parties. Okay.
All right. Who do you want to pick as your partner?
I love you, JC, but I'm going with Mercedes this morning.
What, you don't love me? What the?
I love you, Mercedes.
And let us point out what happened in the 6 o'clock hour. Mercedes, tell them all.
Oh, JC won.
Yeah.
Oh, well, first of all, JC was picked. Yeah. Second of all, JC won.
All right, Shannon, let's focus, okay? We have tickets to go see Train on the Line tonight over at the Palms. You've got 60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct, you win, and you guys start now.
You blow these up or you fill
in.
Yes, you give this to the person whose birthday it is.
Favors. Oh, a gift.
Another word for that?
A present.
Yes. This is what you blow out the candles on.
The cake.
Yes, this is where kids go for their birthday party. There's a big mouse dancing around.
Oh, Chuck E. Cheese.
Yes. This is what you listen to on the radio.
Music.
Yes. This is what you decorate with. You put these crepe paper.
Dreamers.
Yes!
Yeah.
Oh, man, we make a great duo, don't we, Shannon?
Oh,
Shannon, sing a little Train for us. Maybe some Meet Virginia.
Oh, my gosh. Meet Virginia.
Yeah.
Oh, man, almost as good as Pat Monahan.
You're going to be singing it tonight. Tickets to go see Train at the Pearl inside the Palms. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening, Shannon. The winning is not over. Have we given away our spots for breakfast with the Backstreet Boys yet this morning?
No, we have not.
Oh.
And if you want those, you should be listening in the
9 o'clock hour for a Backstreet Boys song.
Are in the middle of our commercial-free work day kickoff, going 60-plus minutes commercial-free. And don't forget, 9 o'clock, we kick off the Friday Rewind with the best songs from the late 80s, 90s, and early 2000s.
This just in.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3. The latest news updates happen now on Mix 94.1.
All right. Glenn Jacobs, a.k.a. WWE pro wrestler Kane, has been elected mayor in Knox County, Tennessee. Unofficial early results show that the conservative was ahead of Democratic nominee Linda Haney by a 2-1 margin. He's 6'8", 300 pounds, WWE wrestler. He sparked worldwide buzz when he won the nomination in May. And Haney, she really just faced an uphill battle in this heavily Republican Knox County. So now we have, who was the first? Jesse Ventura?
Jesse the Body Ventura was the governor of Minnesota. Who else in wrestling has crossed over to politics? Well, I mean, Arnold Schwarzenegger was in wrestling, but there's a bodybuilding guy that was governor of California. Got Kane, who is The Undertaker's half-brother, by the way.
Oh, really?
In storyline.
Oh, in storyline.
how did the story go with Kane, his character, that their house burnt down, and The Undertaker thought that Kane was dead, but Kane was actually still alive, and he came back to seek his revenge on The Undertaker. And yes, fire is his gimmick.
Fire? I saw the
mask?
Mask,
yes.
And I was like, what is that?
He's the big red machine.
Ugh.
Big guy. The coolest thing was, they did a really good job. He had that mask on, and then at one point he got unmasked, and his face was so scary looking with makeup and the way he did his hair and everything. Pretty intense.
So he hasn't officially retired from wrestling, but you said that his heyday has come back.
Yeah, he's been going since 92. He's still got it. I'm not sure if he's on the active roster, but he certainly could come back into WWE and kick some butt if he wanted to.
I had never heard of him before, but at the same time, what was I saying?
Oh, Jocelyn put up a note that Rhino is another guy, ECW. And look at her, another guy, B. Brian Blair, that got into politics. So a lot of wrestlers do.
Oh, okay. They make that crossover.
Yes.
All right. Also this morning, never underestimate how horrible people can get in their quest for the perfect selfie that will get 23 likes on Instagram. There's a sunflower farm in Millgrove, Ontario, Canada. And a few weeks ago, they came up with this bright idea to make some money. They were going to charge people $5.75 to come to the farm and take Instagram selfies with all of their beautiful sunflowers. It was a pretty brilliant plan because their sunflower fields really are amazing settings for photos, and people started flocking there for photos. But within a week, things turned dark. The crowds overwhelmed the staff. They started trampling the fields. They caused major traffic jams. They were storming the farm without paying, and they were getting into car accidents and fighting over spots. Well, the owners wound up having to ban all visitors from their farm, and they're still getting into arguments with people who are showing up hoping to take selfies. And that might not even be the worst part. Sunflowers, they're really fragile, and if the leaves are damaged, they can die prematurely. So when the farm harvests their flowers in a few months, their crop could be way short. There are some really cool selfies that people took when the farm was open. They look really good, but dang, people, the quest. I every time I go to Michael's or to like Hobby Lobby or something, and you walk by the fake flowers, they're a wreck now because people go there and take their pictures and then they leave a mess. I'm like, put your flowers away. These poor people have to go behind everyone and fix everything. It's ridiculous.
Respect those sunflowers. Ruin someone's crops.
I know.
But what if it's in the golden hour, the end of the day afternoon when the light is just right?
You should see some of these selfies. They're beautiful. We'll post some so you can enjoy them. Also, finally this morning, a dad in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, was at a grocery store on Sunday with his 17-year-old son. And his son is autistic and does not like being out in public. Well, a 20-year-old employee did something that most people would think was just a small gesture, but it really meant the world. The employee's name is Jordan Taylor, and when he noticed that the kid was watching him stock the shelves, he could tell he really wanted to be a part of it and he wanted to help. So he asked him to. For 30 minutes, he showed the kid how to stock the shelves and was really patient with him. And it turns out that it was a very big deal for the boy because his dad, he got it all on video. In the footage, you even hear the dad say, it's like watching a miracle. The kid's older sister posted two videos of it on Facebook, and they've already been watched hundreds of times, hundreds of thousands of times, I should say. But the story doesn't end there. In the second video, the dad asks Jordan where he goes to school. And he says he finished high school 2 years ago, but he hasn't been able to start college yet. You guessed it. The sister started a GoFundMe page to help him with tuition, and then the first day, people donated over 50 grand. I think it's at around 100 grand right now. So she and her mom are both special education teachers, and now she's hoping Jordan thinks about pursuing it too, because he obviously has a gift for it.
Oh, we have what we're working on the line.
Okay. Cool. You want to do this?
You want to do it now? Yeah, let's do it. Absolutely.
All right. I like that story.
Oh, no, sorry. I'm looking at you. It's a great story. I'm watching her and watching Jennifer.
All right. We were talking earlier about our ladies, the Las Vegas Aces, that were stranded. They've been stranded since yesterday, 11 a.m., trying to get to Washington for their game tonight at 7. And we have John Maxwell, who is with the Las Vegas Aces, the director of media relations, our friend John. Hi. Thank you for calling in, John.
My pleasure. Good morning. How are you guys?
We are great. We were just really worried about the girls being stranded. First, they were stranded here. Then they got to Dallas, and they were stranded there. And I just saw some tweets from, like, Kayla and Asia, and it looks like, did they finally make it on a plane?
Well, they've made it on a plane. I'm not certain that the plane has departed yet, because we had to move sort of all sort of rocks in order to get the players all on that same flight. Vicky Johnson, one of the assistant coaches, and I are actually still here in Dallas because we had to make some choices, but it wasn't as easy as just, okay, you get on the plane. We finally got that all done, but as they were getting on the plane and closing the door, I heard some of the folks say, you know, we're going to have to be delayed here a little bit because there's a oxygen mask in one of the in the cockpit that needs to be switched out. So I'm not sure if they've left yet, but they are at least on a plane, which is a half step closer than Coach Johnson and I are in this. What will end up being about a 33 to 36 hour ordeal, depending on the mask.
Hold on now. So first off, are they? Let's say the plane takes off in an hour. Are they? They're going to literally land and go right to the arena and have to play the game. And then they'll be playing without, you said coaches with you? So they'll be playing without their coach?
One of the coaches, assistant coach Vicky Johnson, but it's not her scout. We were at least a little strategic about it. They left the least important person behind, which is me. And then the second...
Poor John, you are not the least important person.
Well, maybe not if you rank like everybody on
right,
the planet.
Right, right.
But for this particular situation, I still have a 0.0 scoring average. I will not prove very beneficial in D.C. in terms of basically the rankings. Asia needs to be on that plane. I do not. But so there. Yeah, I think they're scheduled to get in sometime around 3 now. So get the luggage. Hope the luggage made it because we had a bunch of different people on a bunch of different flights. Hopefully one of those bags has the uniforms in them. Otherwise, we might be wearing the Mystics Road uniforms.
Oh, my gosh.
But that's sort of the joys of traveling commercial in the WNBA. And this happens very rarely, but often enough that it's you wish they could do something a little different, but it's fun.
Can we talk about that for a second, John? Because, again,
sure.
We don't want to come down on anyone. We understand that in the WNBA, you know, they can't have charters because some teams can't afford it. And
correct.
So everyone has to be on an even playing field. But it's got to be frustrating because you know this would never happen in the NBA. And it's like these ladies work so hard, and here they are sleeping in airports. There's got to be some frustration on the team's part, on the coach's part, on your part. Like, why are they not put on a higher priority to get them all charters? You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, you're right. It is a financial consideration that, well, obviously MGM, we could afford to do it, and some other teams like the Liberty forever could have afforded to do it. With any team with an NBA counterpart could afford to do it, but there's other teams like in Chicago and Dallas that have standalone ownership that just can't. And so it's some sort of something that everyone has agreed, and I don't know if that specifically has ever been addressed in CBA negotiations. I'm not privy to those, but it's something that I'm sure the players, when the next collective bargaining agreement comes open, will look to address at some level. And it's quite frankly, to the league's credit, when we started having our issues yesterday, they said, look, if you can find a charter, you can use it. Like they have in certain instances signed off on that in the past when weather and things have happened. So we just couldn't get one. The MGM plane wasn't available. It was already out of town. And so it, the quickest route at the time seemed to be to jump on these late planes to Dallas.
Oh, man. I hope the girls are rested enough. And
I hope their uniforms arrive, too. Playing in the Mystics away uniforms tonight. Playing them in their home uniforms.
Can we FedEx those? Can we?
Yeah,
there's got to be a way.
Let's make some calls, John.
And they were trying to figure out which uniforms they wanted. Which players did they want to be on the Mystics team? Because you got their names and numbers on the jersey.
Oh,
so
gosh.
There could be a lot of arm wrestling going on, a little Rochambeau for who gets what.
That's hilarious. Oh, my gosh, John. We really appreciate you taking the time to give us an update. We've been worried sick about it all morning long. And so I hope you get on a flight at some point and that you're not stranded in Dallas. But when are the girls in Dallas next? Maybe you just stay there till that happens.
You know, unfortunately, no. If Vicky and I were to get delayed here, we might just go through to Connecticut because we play Connecticut on Sunday, so there'd almost be no point other than to try and pick up our clothes and bags to try and go to D.C., and then we finish up the three-game trip in Atlanta on Tuesday. So not the best start to a road trip, but if you pick up a couple of wins, all will be forgotten, and hopefully this is the great story at the beginning of an 8-game playoff run.
Oh, yeah.
Into the playoffs, and we'll be laughing about it for years because that was the catalyst that brought the team together for that playoff push.
Yes.
Totally. I tweeted this last night, John. Life is tough, but so are you.
That's right.
Thanks for calling, John. Good luck.
That's great. And tonight will be Jersey Gate if they're wearing the Washington Mystics jerseys.
Yeah, they're like fighting. No, I want 23. No, I want 23.
Who gets it? Still to come this hour, your chance to win $1,000 with Mix 94.1's 12K Payday. But I want to give you a little quiz first, okay?
Okay.
MTV signed on August 1st, 1981 is when MTV came on the air.
Okay.
We all know that there was the Buggles video killed the radio star. Was the first video ever played?
Yes.
Can you tell me who had the most videos played within the first 24 hours? What artists, because they didn't have that many videos, so a lot of artists were repeated within the first 24 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
So who had the most videos played? Was it Rod Stewart? Was it The Cars? Or did Michael Jackson have the most videos played within the first 24 hours of MTV?
Tell me the year again. 19 what?
MTV signed on in 1981.
Ooh.
Well, good question.
So I'm going to take Michael Jackson out of that.
Or was it the Foo Fighters?
Based on the year, I'm going to say Rod Stewart. Because I think he's the oldest of them. That's just my guess, though. Final answer.
With 11 videos that were played a total of 16 times, the correct answer is...
Because weren't the Cars maybe a little later than that?
Yeah, I'm not even sure the Cars had a video on that first.
Got you on the year, buddy.
That was smart. But can you imagine that Rod Stewart's videos played 16 times within 24 hours?
I can't name 11 Rod Stewart songs.
I know.
So you got this one, Forever Young.
No, that came out in the 90s.
Oh,
That's right?
All I got.
Exactly. So, well, there
but
you go.
Nothing against Rod Stewart. I just don't really follow his music. So, seriously, name another Rod Stewart song.
Maggie May.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Back into Friday Rewind.
As I look him up.
Kaja Goo Goo.
Kaja Goo Goo.
Kaja Goo Goo. Jen, do we have a sign-off hotkey created? What inside terminology I just threw down on everyone?
Inside hotkey.
Sign-off hotkey.
Are we supposed to have one?
Well, yeah, we should. We have all kinds of elements that go into our signing off.
Well, you gotta make these things clear, JC.
I know. What can I say? But look, because of our fast search, I go like this and like that, and...
There you go. It's all set, ready to go. That show went by fast. It's 9:56. That's it for us. hey, we're going to see you a couple places. Well, we're not going to see all of you in a couple of places. Tonight, we've got our chef's table, so we can't wait to have dinner with some of you lucky winners at Gordon Ramsay Steak tonight. Can't wait for that. And tomorrow, we expect to see all of you at our teacher appreciation party. Teacher or not, first 200 teachers through the door, you're going to get a $50 Visa gift card. That's going to be really cool. Thanks again to all of our friends and sponsors, Albertsons, Public Education Fund, Findlay Chevrolet. We appreciate you guys. And that is it for us for a Friday morning.
It is the Friday Rewind, so there is no line of the day. That means we have time for one more Rewind song. Let me hit
one
it.
One more. Are you going to pick it, or is this a request?
If you have a request, I'll throw it in. I was just going with what we have lined up next.
Okay. Can we play Ace of Base?
Well, you know, with a new system, it's very fast, so let me open up our library.
Angela wants Ace the sign from Ace of Base.
Base, so we got All That She Wants, Beautiful Life, Don't Turn Around.
The sign.
The sign, I hit that, and I think I hit this.
There you go, that's what she wanted. We gotta give her what she wants.
We wrap it up, it's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.